Lord, amen.
And my Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, Lord, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
My comfort.
My comfort, my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath and all that I am, let it never cease to worship. Yeah. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
My Jesus, my Savior.
My Jesus, my Savior. Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, Lord, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. Oh, my comfort, my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath and all that I am, let it never cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. No, nothing compares to the promise I have. No, nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
And how many are thankful for that promise? Amen. Amen. How many enjoyed service this morning? Amen. Amen. Just thank the Lord we can come back and worship Him again, once again. Amen. And receive of His word. Amen. We just sang a little song we just recently learned, that at the cross where love ran red. How many are glad for that blood that ran red and your sins were washed white as snow? Amen.
And there's a place where mercy reigns and never die. And there's a place where streams of grace flow deep deep and wide. We're all the love I've ever found. Comes like a flood, comes flowing down. And at the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. Sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness.
We're all that love.
We're all the love I've ever found. Comes like a flood, comes flowing down. And at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you.
That song, we want more of you, amen.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire, give us your desires, hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, your healing visitation, nothing else will do. 'Cause we want more and more and more and more of you. We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us all for seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we are desperate in this place. your healing visitation, nothing else will do. 'Cause we want more and more and more and more of you. You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your love. This is what we are living for. Desires hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, your healing visitation, nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. Savior's mercy, all the blood that makes us spotless white, all the blood, all the love that covers us, all the Savior's mercy, all the blood that makes us spotless white. And Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire, give us your desire, hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, your healing visitation, nothing else will do. Spirit, fill us with your fire. Yes, Lord, we love you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, your healing visitation, nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more, more and more and more and more, more and more and more and more of you.
Let's just give the Lord a round of applause. Amen.
Need more of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Amen. And we don't have any announcements, just the same announcements as this morning. Amen. Just remember the beaches as they travel back home and then to Mexico there, I think. And then also Brother Cam as he travels back this way. Amen. Just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, though, we're just so thankful for, Lord, the message you've given us in this hour, oh God, Lord. Not any different than it's always been, but just revealed, Lord, in this last day, oh God, to be the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ, in the midst of his people, oh God, Lord. We just pray, oh God, Lord, to just continue to bless us with a revelation, oh God, Lord, that brings us back to the Word, a revelation that takes us back to that original seed, Father God, Lord. We just pray, oh God, Lord, as our brother prepares himself tonight to preach, God, that you just move through him, oh God, Lord. Use him in a mighty way, oh God, Lord. Help us all to yield to you, oh God, Lord. If we want to be receptive, oh God, we want you to make a change in our lives, Lord, to have a true revelation that would make a change, that would make us better Christians, oh God, and be able to hear your voice that much better, more clearly today, Father. Lord, we just pray, oh God, for those traveling, oh God, Brother Cam and Brother Sandy and his wife and Sister Julie and the kids there. We just pray, oh God, that you just be with them, protect them, be a hedge about them, oh God. Lord, let them always, they want to be about the Father's business, oh God. Just protect them as they're about that Father's business, oh God. Just pray that you just have your way in the service, oh God. May your spirit just come down in unity, Father God. May it come down in a way, oh God, Lord, that would be pleasing to your ears, Father. A sweet-smelling Savior, oh God, to your ears. Just have your way in the service, God. We love you, though. We pray that you just bless the tithes and the offerings that are taken up, oh God, though. We just pray that you just have your way in that, Father. And we just pray, God, that you have your way in the service today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And remember, we're gonna take up an offering. And then also, right after that offering, we'll take up a missionary offering there. So, amen. We'll just sing that little song. Amen. God is so good, amen.
And God is so good. Well, God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He is so good to me. Love him so. Will I love him so? Will I love him so? He's so good to me.
He answers prayer.
And he
is so wonderful, amen. How many can say it's so high you can't get over it, so low you can't go under it, amen.
And the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, oh, wonderful, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Oh, wonderful love. So high, so high. You can't get over it. Low, you can't get under it. Wide, you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful. The love of Jesus. The love of
and for my life. Amen. Amen.
I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. Are you running for your life? If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and I've been baptized. I've got Jesus on the inside.
In the book is mine, amen. How many will take every promise written in that word, amen? Amen.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love.
in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you standing on the promises?
Amen.
Amen. That's the only solid ground that we have. You know, the world is just falling apart all around us. But I'm so glad that we can stand in a place that won't be moved.
Amen.
Standing on the eternal rock of God's word. Heavens and earth shall pass away, said Jesus, but my word will never pass away. I'm so glad to be in Him this morning.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated shortly. I was wondering if my wife could come so we could sing a song together. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for a city. Are you looking for a city? One not made by hands. I'm looking for a city, the one not made by hands. I'm looking over Jordan, I see the promised land. The waters will be parted and I'll be on my way. As we're crossing over Jordan, I can say, now I have that everlasting joy within. Since He came and took away my sin, the moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy down in my soul. I'm drinking from the fountain that floweth from on high, a well of living waters that never shall run dry. I'm feasting on God's manna, I'm praying day by day, and that everlasting joy is here to stay. Now I have that everlasting joy within, since He came and took away my sin. The moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy down in my soul. I've heard the prophet's message, I've placed it in my heart. I've got the revelation that never shall depart. The rapture is upon us, the stage is set to go. We have this precious promise we all know. Now I have that everlasting joy within, since He came and took away my sin. The moment that He blessed me, He made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy down in my soul. Amen. You got that everlasting joy?
Amen.
Amen. You know, when Jesus gives you something, He doesn't take it away.
Amen.
Sometimes we might do things and we might think that He's gone, but He's just waiting. He knows that we're going to repent, and He'll come right back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's not far away.
Amen.
He's just waiting for us to make things right. Amen. God bless you this morning, this afternoon. Amen. I get mixed up on my days and times, but I'm just glad that God's here all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to 2 Corinthians this afternoon. God bless you all. Sorry we missed Brother Cam, but hopefully we'll catch up with him another time. Second Corinthians chapter 4. How many want to see Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. That should be our heart's desire. Greater than any other desire, I want to see Jesus. Not just like the professing Christian world says, we want to see him when he comes back in the clouds, but we want to see him today.
Amen.
I mean, I want to see him right here.
Amen.
I want to see him right here. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Heavenly Father, once again, we ask your blessing, Lord. We know that your word is blessed. We just ask that you bless each one that hears your word this morning, this afternoon, that you would minister the word to each heart, Father, and quicken that word that's been sown in our hearts, quicken it by the Holy Ghost to make it live. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Where are we looking? What do we want to see? We read in Hebrews chapter 11 of Abraham. And Abraham received a call on his life. And Abraham obeyed.
Amen.
And that's what God wants. He wants his children to obey.
Amen.
And sometimes obeying is a step of faith.
Amen.
We have to step out looking at the unseen. Scripture says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
Amen.
And he went out, not knowing whither he went. You know, that's kind of an odd thing to go out and not know where you're going. But this was a walk of faith. He was just wanting God to lead him.
Amen.
He knew that he needed a guide.
Yeah.
He knew that he needed somebody that had been that way before.
Yeah.
So he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Or he dwelt in the land of promise. He dwelt there as a foreigner, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. You know, sometimes we get down on the illegal aliens. We say, these people don't belong here. You know, they come from another country. Well, you'd had a problem with Abraham too then. Because he was a foreigner. He was a stranger in the land. But that land belonged to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
On,
so he was a foreigner in a land, in this land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling among strange people. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you can identify with Abraham.
Amen.
Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And I'm so glad that we, like Abraham was, we are pilgrims and strangers here.
Amen.
we feel like we're in a strange land. The customs of this land are not our customs. It's gotten very strange. But I'm so thankful that God has given us fellow heirs. He's given us brothers and sisters that are heirs of this same promise. And there was something special about Abraham because he was looking for something his eyes couldn't see. Praise the Lord. He was looking for a city. But not just any city. He was looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that wasn't any earthly city. Praise the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Because the cities of this world, they'd all been made by man. But Abraham was looking for something special. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God.
Amen.
And that's what we're looking for. Amen. That's what we should be looking for. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's where we should have our minds and our affections set. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On that heavenly city. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, the scripture says, "For we walk by faith." Just like Abraham.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
We walk being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Those that are the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. We're not led by our own ambitions. Praise the Lord. We're not led by where the best job is. We're not led by where the warmest weather is. Praise the Lord. But we're led by the Spirit of God. Where God wants, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to be. Praise the Lord. Abraham. The prophet said he couldn't see the city. But he packed up everything he had, put it in his little backpack on his back, and started looking for it. He wandered about in deserts and in the mountains and in the valleys and all kinds of conditions, confessing that he was a pilgrim and a stranger. Is that your confession? Confessing that he was a pilgrim and a stranger, and he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God.
Amen.
And every born-again Christian, every born-again child tonight comes through Abraham's blessing.
Amen.
For it's the promises given to Abraham. And every child of God that receives the Holy Ghost, his pulsation is the same.
Amen.
I'm looking for a city.
Amen.
It isn't Los Angeles. It's not New York. It's not Toledo. It's not any place here in this world. It's a heavenly city. And we confess that we're peculiar people. We're strangers. We've got strange customs. We talk different. We walk different. We dress different. Our desires are different. Because we're from a different land. And we're walking. We're looking for a city, looking for something that we do not see. But something on the inside. Something in the control tower says it's there. Every redemptive blessing between here and there, God has promised to give it to us.
Amen.
And we're walking step by step, day by day. We're pilgrims. The dictionary says a pilgrim is one that journeys in foreign lands. One who journeys to a sacred place.
Amen.
I'm headed for a sacred place.
Amen.
We're pilgrims. I don't care what anybody says. Something tells me it's real. And I'm just walking, looking, praising. Confessing. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim. Looking for a city. In Hebrews 11:13. The scripture says, "These all died in faith." All these great warriors of the faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They had eyes of faith too.
Amen.
Amen. The things that they were going through, the difficulties, the situations that came upon them, they weren't looking at those things. They were seeing something afar off. The promises of God. And they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Are you a pilgrim and a stranger?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Is that your confession? Are you seeking a country? You know, a lot of people, they're content with the country they're living in. They're happy here. The world loves its own. But because we're not of the world, we don't feel at home down here. We're strangers and pilgrims here on the earth. But really, this is our inheritance. Praise the Lord. As soon as this gets cleaned off, praise the Lord. As soon as this gets purified and all the pollutions and all the corruption that the devil has brought, then we're going to inherit this earth. Praise the Lord. This is our inheritance. But we're pilgrims and strangers here. It's not our home in its present condition. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The scripture says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Now that was the problem with the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt, but Egypt didn't come out of them. In their hearts, they were still desiring that old country. And it's sad, but they desired to go back to what they had before. That's a sad condition. That's a sad thing when people go back to Egypt again. But we're not of those that turn back. We're like the Joshua and Calebs that are going forward to possess the promised land. But now they desire a better country. Is that what you desire? That is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called your God. Because he's prepared for you a city. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
Amen. Are you looking for that?
Amen.
He's coming back. He's coming back to take us home. Amen. I believe it. That's where my focus is. That's where all of our focus should be. On God's promises. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you and I'm going to come again. Amen. I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. I'm so glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. And the only thing that can make you part of that kingdom is a new birth.
Amen. That's right, brother.
You have to be born again.
Amen.
Jesus said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Only the born again. The prophet said, each man in his own domain, in his kingdom, he acts that way. Germans act like Germans. Swiss act like Swiss. French act like French. Americans act like Americans. Brother Branham's wife asked him one time, well, aren't we Americans? You say, well, we live here, but we're born from above.
Amen.
We have a spirit that come from a holy place.
Amen.
Where people are holy and a holy God, a holy Savior.
Yeah.
And you're a royal priesthood, a holy people. You're bought with a price.
Amen.
But you're an alien.
Amen.
Sorry to tell you that, but we're all aliens. But we're not illegal aliens. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pilgrims like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob seeking a city. Pilgrims and strangers looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Do you believe there's such a city?
Amen.
Amen. They believed it. They tasted of the heavenlies. And a man that's been born of the Holy Spirit is no more of this world. He's seeking a city, a kingdom where holiness reigns, where God lives. Amen.
Amen.
A real born again Christian, the prophet said, is almost a wanderer. In the sight of the world, he's a renegade. But in the sight of God, he's precious. And our walk is a walk of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Looking at the unseen. We're told that we have an outward man and an inward man. The outward man looks by his eyes. The inward man walks by faith. So we have to be led by one or the other. The outside man is self. The inward man is God. You see, we don't see with our eyes. Many times we thought that we see with our eyes, but we only look with our eyes. But we see with our heart. As Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
In other words, you can't understand the kingdom of God until you're born again.
Amen.
When God made man, he made this little certain compartment in the man for his own throne. To have as his control tower. And God wants to sit in the control tower. God wants to lead man. But man wants to lead himself. That's why there's a war constantly between the flesh and the spirit. Man wants to go after what he sees with his eyes. And that's where he's deceived. That's where Satan deceived Eve by what she could see. The fruit was pleasant to the eye. But it was death to the soul. And so is it. God wants to lead man. So he made himself a little control tower in the midst of the man's heart. So that man would be led by the Spirit of God. But getting off on his own leading is what separated him from his fellowship with God. Looking what he could see with his eye. And that's where he stands yet today. All those who are led by such things. But the scripture says that the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. It takes a new birth. Then the Holy Spirit takes control in the heart. And those pulsations begin to come that God is God. He's Lord of our life. The things of the world will perish. Then you walk after the things you don't see. You'll become crazy to the people of the world. They'll say, that woman's lost her mind. That man's gone off the deep end. He says he's been healed of cancer, healed of blindness, healed of this, that, and the other. He says he's received the Holy Spirit that changed him. He don't even associate with the pool gang no more.
The woman don't play cards no more. She quit wearing vulgar clothes. She's become a new person. Something wrong with her. Something happened. The old carnal mind died.
Amen.
And the mind of Christ took the place in the woman's heart.
Amen.
Now she's walking, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. She cares not about the pollutions of the world. She's been enthroned by something else. God has come into her heart and it just blackened out the fashions of the world. But that's first when he takes control.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When God comes to sit on the control tower.
Amen.
The scripture says that Abraham believed God. In Galatians 3:6, the scripture says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. You know, that's what God is looking for. He's not looking for what we can produce. But he's looking for somebody that will believe him. Somebody that will believe his word. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. His faith. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Where are the children of Abraham this morning?
Amen.
Where are you this afternoon?
Amen.
Amen. Children of Abraham by faith. That's what makes us children of Abraham. Because if we're Abraham's seed, that faith of Abraham is in us. But faith has to be put to the test. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says that the trial of what? The trial of your faith. The trial is a test. What's being tested? What's being put on trial? Your faith. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire.
Amen.
Anybody ever been tried with fire?
Wow.
That's what a fiery trial is. Anybody gone through that?
Amen.
Fiery trials? Your faith, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The scripture says when Jesus returns, will he find what? Faith. Faith is a precious substance. Faith is like gold because it's very rare. There's a lot of what's called fool's gold out there. There's a lot of artificial. But real gold is a precious substance.
Amen.
And real faith is a precious substance.
Amen.
And it just gets more precious the more fire gets put on it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Gets purified
Amen.
More and more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. You love the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
You love him more than everything else?
Right.
Our faith is put to the test. God wants to know, do you really love me? He asked Peter, Simon, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? Three times he asked him, "You love me, Peter?" God wants to know. Abraham had to make his decision. Who am I going to love more? Amen.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Am I going to stay here with my family, or am I going to obey the calling of God?
Right.
Abraham had to make his decision, and you do too. Any man or woman, if you're afraid what your mother will say, what your dad will say, what the pastor will say, what so-and-so will say, you're still scared and walking after the things you see with your eye. You're concerned about what the pool room gang's going to say, what the movie gang's going to say, what the gossip party's going to say. In the school, they'll call you old-fashioned if you quit the rock and roll. It's time to get our eyes off of those things. When God comes on the control tower, then you look at Him. What's He going to say? What's He desire? When God comes on the control tower, you're always looking to Him. It doesn't matter what President Obama does. President Obama says. It doesn't matter what anybody says. The important thing is what God has said. And that's where I want my focus to be. God made promises to Abraham. The Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." Praise the Lord. All the land of Canaan, I'm going to give it to you, Abraham, and to your seed. But we read in Acts chapter 7, verse 5, speaking of Abraham, it says, "And he gave him none inheritance in it." No, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession and to his seed after him. When as yet he had no child. So he made a promise to Abraham, "I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give it to you and your seed." What seed? At that time he didn't have any. That time his wife for years had been sterile. But by faith, he looked afar off.
Amen.
To the promise. That's where his focus was. He had to look beyond these physical conditions. His wife's sterileness, his unable to have a child. But God promised.
Amen.
And when God promises, he always fulfills his promise. But he doesn't tell Abraham when he's going to do it.
That's right. Amen.
He just said, "I'm going to do it.
Amen.
I'm going to make your promise."
Amen.
But his faith was tried.
Amen.
"Do you still believe me, Abraham?"
Mom.
"Yes, Lord, I still believe you." 25 years.
Right.
Year after year. Waiting for that promise to manifest.
Yeah.
"You still believe me, Abraham?" "Yeah, Lord, I still believe you." Amen. But he wasn't looking at his body, 100 years old. Sarah, 90 and what? 99? What was it? 90? Okay. That's old enough. He wasn't looking at that. He was looking at the promise.
That's right. Amen.
But so many times we get distracted by what our eyes see.
Amen.
Looking at the natural condition of things. And that's where the enemy is able to work, because it causes doubt, fear. We got to turn our eyes from those things. We got to fix our eyes on the promise. Unto thy seed will I give this land. God's not a man to lie. God's not a man just with good intentions. You know, many times we say we'll do things and we have good intentions. We believe, you know, we have all intentions on fulfilling what we said we were going to do, but something happens and we can't do it. But I'm so glad that something doesn't happen where God can't do it. Amen. We just need to hold on, as Abraham did. Hold on with faith. Faith and patience. Amen. So Abraham had to believe for something he could not see. Is that right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith doesn't see. It doesn't see with these eyes. Faith, it sees with inward eyes. Amen. Sees with the heart. That inside man that by faith looks through these eyes and sees things that are not. Abraham was a man who, being old, and his dream was dead within him. Sarah, his wife, was old. Yet he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. Seeing him who is invisible. That's pretty good if you can see him who's invisible. It takes spiritual eyes to do that. He didn't have to look at the natural. He saw the supernatural all the time. And that's the way we want to be. Look at the unseen. Sister Hannah says she planted an acorn the other day. What are you expecting to get out of an acorn? An oak tree. The prophet said, what if you wanted an oak tree in your front yard? Somebody gives you an acorn. And you've got the tree in seed form. You just might as well rejoice as if you had the tree. Because you've got it in seed form, and it'll produce. You take an acorn, you put it in the ground, put it in a little box somewhere in your house, and keep it watered. First thing you know, up comes a little acorn tree. Then you set it out in the yard, and it just keeps growing. But you can praise God just as soon as you get the acorn. Because you've got the tree already. Now, when God said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, then just start praising. You got it. You got it right then. You say, well, I don't see any healing. That doesn't make any difference. You got it anyway. Because the Word of God is a seed. And we're sowed with the incorruptible seed of God. It can't perish. It's incorruptible. Amen. The Christian looks at things that he doesn't see with his eyes, for we look at the unseen. Amen. How do you look at it? With your inward eyes, your inside eyes. You see it by faith. Amen. Scripture says in Romans 8:24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. For what a man sees, why is he yet hoping for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience.
Amen.
This is a race of patience.
Yes.
Then do we with patience, by faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Amen. Then do we with patience wait for it. Have you ever considered what kind of condition Jonah was in? Jonah. He had a bad case of conditions. He was fleeing from the presence of the Lord. Ended up in a ship in the midst of an angry sea, realizing that he was going the wrong way. Confess to these men that this has all come upon you because of me. Because I'm running from the Lord. The men are looking at him. Well, what are we supposed to do? Well, just throw me over. They bound him hand and foot and threw him over into the sea. And the sea calmed. My, what a testimony Jonah had. Amen. He was right. He was the problem. That didn't help Jonah any. At least it didn't seem like it. Things just kept getting worse. He's sinking. He's not able to swim. He's tied hands and feet. He's sinking. Now what's going to happen? This is the end. Keep sinking. Running out of breath. This is the end. All of a sudden, what happened? Total darkness. This must have been it. I've died. What's this around me here? Bars. I must be in hell. He said, from the belly of hell cried I. How am I ever going to get out of this place? If he was really in hell, he wouldn't have gotten out of that place. But for some reason, it came into his heart to pray. Amen. Pray, God, get me out of this situation. Amen. I'm going to look towards your holy temple. I don't know how you're ever going to get me out of here, but I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to repent. I'm going to believe you're going to get me out of here. Praise the Lord. But he had a bad case of conditions. The prophet said, there's no one here in that bad a condition as Jonah. We're not in a whale's belly, thank God. If Jonah could place that kind of faith in the condition that he was in the belly of a whale at the bottom of the sea, and refused to see anything, listen now, refused to see anything contrary to the answer to his prayer. When he looked to the temple where an earthly man prayed, Solomon, and an earthly people built the temple, how much more ought we to have faith to look to heaven where Jesus sits at the right hand of God to make intercessions upon our confessions? Nothing should be able to stand in our way. But we keep looking at our conditions. Oh, look at my hand. Look at my finger. I'm still sick at my stomach. Oh, that's terrible. But once more, will I look to your holy temple, Lord? He's sitting there today with his own bloody garments wrapped around him, making intercessions upon our confession. That's why we need to make sure that we're confessing the right thing. We should be confessing what the Word says. That's the reason our focus needs to be on the Word. Our confession has to be what the Word says. He's the Lord. my deliverer. He's the Lord, my healer. He's the Lord, my provider. Hallelujah. Making intercessions upon our confession. The prophet said, depends on what you're looking at. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on His Word. Because it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at your symptom, you can't get well. But refuse to see your symptom. Look at what God said. It depends on what you're looking at. And the Christian always looks at the unseen. That's the only way you can be saved. Is by faith. That's how we're healed. It's by faith. You got to look to the unseen. People talk about symptoms. There was Jonah with his hands tied behind him. If he turned over one way in the vomit, it was whale's belly. If he turned over the other way, everywhere he looked, it was whale's belly. But he refused to see the whale's belly. He said, it's lying vanities. I won't look at it. But once more, I will look to your holy temple. The prophet speaks in this message. He says, there's people sitting here tonight that was in wheelchairs a night or two ago. They're up walking around now. It depends on what you're looking at. If you look at your affliction, you'll never go any farther. But if you look at the promise of God, you've got a right to every redemptive blessing that God promised and His Word is yours. Amen. The Christian always looks at the unseen things. Amen. If we're the children of Abraham, then we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Amen. For Abraham walked by faith and called those things which were not as though they were, because God said so. Has He made promises to you? Amen. Has God made you promises? Amen. If you're a believer, right. Every promise in the book is yours. Amen. Do you believe you're Abraham's seed? Amen. How many Jews we got here? Praise the Lord. I didn't know we had that many Jews. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Amen? Amen. To Abraham and his seed Amen. Were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one. Who is he speaking of? And to thy seed, which is Christ. So to Abraham and his seed, Christ, Amen. Were the promises made. But then Paul goes on to say in Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And that's not just talking about water baptism. That's talking about being baptized in the Spirit. Born again. Amen. Putting on Jesus Christ. For as many as of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. There's only one way to get in Christ Jesus. And that's by the new birth. Christ born in you. And if you be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed. Yeah. Amen. How many are in Christ? Where is Abraham's seed? Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs. Amen. Everybody here know what an heir is? Amen. An heir is somebody that has an inheritance. An heir is somebody that's going to inherit. Amen. If you're Abraham's seed, then you're heirs according to the promise. What was the promise? I'm going to give you all this land. Everything that's in it. Praise the Lord. To you, Abraham, and to your seed. How many are thankful to be part of that seed? How many are thankful to have an inheritance? I want to know what my inheritance is. Amen. Because this isn't just any inheritance. This isn't the inheritance of just any man. How many would like to be the son of Bill Gates? Inherit what Bill Gates has. A lot of people would. That'd be quite a fortune. But this inheritance isn't just of a wealthy man. This inheritance is of the King of Kings. The Lord of the universe. We have an inheritance. Praise the Lord. Abraham says in Romans chapter 4 verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. Things didn't look good for Abraham, looking through the natural eyes. But against hope, he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Praise the Lord. According to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. So he wasn't looking at that. He wasn't even considering it. His body, 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He wouldn't look at that. He wouldn't consider that. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Is that faith in you? That what God has promised in his word, he's able to perform? I'm looking for that. I'm looking for God to fulfill his promise to me. I'm going to hold on to that promise by faith. So it's you and your condition versus what the word says. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Temporal means temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Our situation is temporal. It's temporary. Everything we go through here in this life, it's temporary. The afflictions, the trials, the sickness, whatever it is, it's just temporary. But the Word of God is eternal. So which are you going to look at? Not considering. Abraham wouldn't even consider it. So it's not considering how big your problem is, but how big God is. In Numbers, we read when Moses sent out the spies to spy out the land that had been promised to the children of Israel. The spies returned, and they said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And they brought back the fruits. They said, this is the fruit of it. It's a good land. If they would have just stopped there. But they said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The giants. We saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So were we in their sight. They were looking at the wrong thing. They were looking at themselves. We need to be careful what we're looking at. They were looking at their own weakness. God doesn't want you looking at that. That's what the devil wants you to look at. How are we going to overcome? Look how great this enemy is. But there was a Joshua there. And a Caleb. Which were of them that searched the land. And they rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us.
Amen.
Where's the Joshuas and Calebs? The prophet said, now Joshua had no way to know that he could take the city. Caleb had no way of knowing it. But here's how they believed it. Because God said so. I've given you this land. That's where our focus needs to be. Is on the promises of God. Not on our own weakness. Not on our own abilities. All the rest of the tribe said, we can't take it. We can't take it. We look like grasshoppers. They were looking through the wrong eyes.
Amen.
They looked like grasshoppers. We looked like grasshoppers and they're giants. But Joshua was perseverant. He knew that God had said, I give it to you.
Amen.
So they were looking at what they could see. All the rest of them were looking at what they could see. But Joshua was looking at what God said.
Right.
It depends on what you're looking at. The Christian looks at the unseen. The prophet said, we say we have faith. We have love. But if we had love, we'd have faith. How can you say that you love God and doubt His word? If we had love, we'd have faith. For perfect love casteth out all fear. And when fear is gone, faith is perfect. The problem is, we're scared he won't keep his word. God help us to love him more. To realize he won't fail. He'll never fail someone that puts their trust in him. Perfect love casteth out all fear. Then if you can take him at his word and not fear a bit about it, say, Lord, I love you. I know you're going to answer because you promised me you would. And I just know you're going to do it. It takes away all fear. Anybody facing a giant? Is anything too hard for God? You know, when God said to Abraham, Sarah's going to have a son. He said, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child who am old? He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise the Lord. Did he fulfill his word?
Amen.
In his time. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Don't look at what you see. How bad you're crippled, how sick you are, what the doctor said. Don't look at that. Look at the unseen, what God said.
Amen.
Even before you feel any different, before the pain leaves, before the hand moves, before the eye can see, yet make ready, for it's going to come. As long as that pulsation begins to rise in your bosom, in your heart, where God sits on the control tower, it's got to come to pass.
Amen.
Faith can rest on God's promises despite the circumstances. You believe that?
Amen.
There was a time when the disciples went out onto the sea. The scripture says in Mark 4:36, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. The ship was sinking. But Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. In the midst of a storm? When the winds were howling and the waves are beating into the ship, and here's Jesus, sleeping. That's some picture, isn't it? It's a picture of perfect faith.
Amen.
Because faith rests in a time of storm.
Amen.
And they awake him saying, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. What's happened here? And he said, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? Anybody ever been in the midst of a storm? Where it seems like your boat's sinking? Where it seems like you're going to perish? Sometimes we forget who's in the boat with us.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
I'll be with you. I'm right here.
Amen.
But the problem is we get our eyes off of Jesus. We get our eyes onto the things that are happening around us, on our circumstances, on our conditions. That's exactly what Satan wants us to do. Get your eyes off of Jesus. Get your eyes off of what the Word says. Where you're all troubled and fearful. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I'm sure they we're really thinking about that. Why are we fearful? Well, because the wave in the sea was raging. We were sinking. Where's your faith? Don't you know I'm with you? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" God, give us that faith.
Amen.
Where we can go through every storm, whatever comes our way, and just have perfect peace. The scripture says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Because he trusteth in thee.
Amen.
Where's our trust? Where's our faith? In Jesus, in his word, regardless of what comes and what goes. He's our anchor. He's our rest in the time of storm. Just come to him and rest. If he's Jehovah Jireh, you believe he is? God that provides all our needs, then rest on it. If he's Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, rest on it. If he's the Lord that saves us by grace, rest on it. If he's the Lord who heals us by grace, rest on it. If he's the God that's coming from heaven with 10,000 of his saints, rest on it. If the dead in Christ shall rise first, rest on it. Resting. Standing on the promises. Resting. Not jumping about from pillar to post, carried about with every wind of doctrine, but resting on what God said. Every promise in the book is yours. Every amen and yea is yours. What have you got to be worried about? Even old age, it shouldn't have a thing to do with it. Sickness has nothing to do with it. God promised, and God has to keep his promise. He's wanting to free us from fear. Because where there's fear, there's a lack of faith. He says, I'm talking about those that are in Christ. Those are the ones that don't need to fear. Those that are in Christ. Now, if you're not in the refuge, you better get scared enough to run to it. He said, I'm talking about those that are in Christ. Don't care what anybody else says. It's what he said. A Christian doesn't look to the things of the world. They don't look at what they see. They look at what they don't see, but what they believe. The Christian looks at the unseen. So we don't see what we believe. If it is, it's no more faith. But faith is what you do not see and believe, to cause you to believe the one that gave the promise is true to his promise. If it's a promise in God's word, and you're Abraham's seed, this land, and all that's in this land belongs to you. Every promise in the book is our inheritance. Are you Abraham's seed? Believe and God will bring it to pass. There's a song. Trust and obey. Are you trusting God? Believe God. That's what Abraham did. And that faith was counted to him for righteousness. And that's the same with his seed. As the musicians come this evening, the prophet in the message, looking at the unseen, he prays and he says, Lord, that they'll look tonight and turn away from their natural thinking. And let the Holy Spirit come into their hearts and give them a new look. A new look that they might look at the things that are unseen. He says, how many would say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I'm looking too much to the things of the world. How many are desiring a new look? strangers and pilgrims, looking for a city. Looking for a city that's unseen. But by eyes of faith, looking to God's promise. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. Howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ, the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Are you resting? He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. God, our righteousness. God, my
am standing on the promises of God. As they play softly, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, would there be somebody here this afternoon that would say, "Brother, pray for me. I want to stand on God's promises. I want to turn my eyes away from circumstances. I want to turn my eyes away from physical conditions. I want to turn away from all doubt and fear. And I want to rest on God's eternal word. I want to stand on His promise. I want to believe God. I want to be like Abraham, that can believe God, not consider my own weakness, not consider how difficult things look to be. I don't want to be as the host of Israel that trembled before the giant. Let me be as David. David wasn't confiding in his own strength, in his own ability to slay the giant. He was trusting in the living God who had delivered him time and again. He went against that giant with faith. Faith in God. When he looked at that uncircumcised Philistine, he didn't see a giant. He was trusting in something much bigger. God is bigger than all our giants. Just put your faith in Him. Put your confidence in Him, your trust in Him. He's a giant slayer. He overcame for us so that we could be overcomers. Just lift your hands in faith this evening. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Heavenly Father, You saw the hands that were raised this evening, Father. Trusting in You, Lord. Looking to You, Father. Looking to Your promises. Believing You, Lord, with the faith of Abraham. Father, we know that You will deliver. You will heal. You will set free. You will provide, Lord. Because You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Rapha. You are God, our righteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your many blessings. Thank You for these great and precious promises that are given to us as believers. We thank You, Lord, that by these we could be made partakers of the divine nature. Lord, may You manifest in Your children, Father, the word for this end time, because we're believers. We're overcomers. We thank You, Father. Thank You that You overcame. Thank You that You went ahead of us, Lord. Thank You that You ran this race before us and we can look to You, Lord. We can trust in You. Bless Your children, Father. Give us faith and patience to run this race, to win the prize. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
As our brother comes, standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing.
Standing on the promises of God. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. One more time. Well, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God.
Let's just give the Lord a round of applause. Amen.
Lord, you're worthy, Father. Praise your glorious name, Lord.
Amen. Amen. How many are glad for those promises that are true? Amen. Amen. How many are so thankful, oh God, for that message? Amen. Just, if I ever heard of a message that was encouraging, it was that one, amen. It ought to encourage every promise that we have in the Bible for us today in this age, amen. Amen. Let's give our brother a round of applause again just for pouring his heart out, amen. Just thank God for the gift of God in his life, amen. Amen. Just sing that little song, Lord, I believe in you, I'll always believe in you. Gee. Though you can't see what you're going through, we serve a living God that is right there. We just have to look closer with our spiritual eyes. Amen. If you need prayer, amen, you can come now too.
And Lord, I believe in you. I'll always believe in you. And though I can't see you with my eyes, I find, Lord, I believe in you. I'll always put my trust in you. Just let this whole world, let them say what they may. No one can take this joy away. Oh Lord, I believe in you. I'll always believe in you.
Though I can't see.
And though I can't see you with my eyes, deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you. I'll always put my trust in you. Just let this whole world, let them say what they may. No one can take this joy. the anchor holds. In spite of the storm, I have fallen on my knees. Well, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The storm.
Amen. So thankful for everything today, amen. Just such a wonderful day in the Lord, saints, amen. Always to know, just amazing when you see right there, Christ was right in the midst of their of that ship, but yet they wouldn't call on him, amen. The very peace of God, amen, with them, amen. Amen. We'll just sing one more song, amen. If you need to be dismissed, you can be. Sing that song, He Looked Beyond All My Faults and He Saw My Needs. Thank God for the amazing grace, amen. Just remember to pray for our brother as they travel once again, and just, amen, that God would do a mighty work with them as they're in Mexico there, amen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. Oh, he looked beyond all my faults and he saw.
Just sing that again to him with all your heart. Amazing grace. If you mean it, sing it like you mean it.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw my needs.
I shall forever
and I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary. For me, he died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw.
Sing that again. I shall forever
and I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. For me, how marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond
just sing that song, God's got it all in control, saints, amen. Every path we go down, every way we go, God has it all in control, amen. God's got it all in control. Oh, God has it all in control. Whoa. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. And God has it all in control. One more time. He's got it all in control. And He's got it all in control. Yes, He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I place my life in His hands. I place my life in His hands. Every road I walk down, I know is in His plan. I place my life in His hands. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. And every road I go down, He knows what's best for me. My Father knows what I need.
Isn't it glad to have that reassurance? Amen. And would you sing one more song, amen, as we're dismissed? Just sing that song. Amen. Make me more like Thee, Jesus. Make me more like Thee. That ought to be our desire, each and every one of us, just to trust in Him that much more and to make us and mold us into the image. No matter, you maybe have to mold it and be made and run through the fire.